Room, written by Emma Donahue. Read by Michael Friedman, Ellen Archer, Suzanne Torin, and Robert Petkoff.
I'm running till I'm nearly at them, and the dog barks and jumps up and eats me. I open my mouth for the widest scream, but no sound comes out.
Raja!
Red on my finger, all spots.
Raja, down!
The man person's got the dog by the neck. My blood's falling out of my hand. Then, bam! Grab from behind. It's old Nick, his giant hands on my ribs. I messed up. He catched me. Sorry, 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 Ma. He's lifting me up. I scream, then I scream no words even. He's got me under his arm. He's carrying me back to the truck. Ma said I could hit. I could kill him. I hit and hit, but I can't reach. It's only me I'm hitting.
Excuse me,
calls the person holding the poo bag.
Hey, mister.
His voice isn't deep. It's softer. Old Nick turns us around. I'm forgetting to scream.
I'm so sorry. Is your little girl okay?
What little girl? Old Nick clears his throat. He's still carrying me to the truck, but walking backwards.
Fine. Raja's usually really gentle, but she came at him out of nowhere. Just a tantrum. Hey, wait up. I think her hand's bleeding.
I look at my eaten finger. The blood's making drops. He has picked the baby person up now. He's holding it on his arm and the poo bag in the other hand, and he's looking really confused. Old Nick stands me down. He's got his fingers on my shoulders so they're burning.
It's under control. And her knee, too. That looks bad. Raja didn't do that. Has she had a fall?
I'm not a her, I say, but only inside my throat.
Why don't you mind your own business and I'll mind mine?
Old Nick's nearly growling. Ma, Ma, I need you for talking. She's not in my head anymore. She's not anywhere. She wrote the note. I was forgetting. I put my not-eaten hand in my underwear, and I can't find the note, but then I do. It's all peed. I can't talk, but I wave it at the somebody man. Old Nick rips it out of my hand and makes it disappear.
Okay, I don't like this.
He's got a little phone in his hand. Where did it come from? He's saying.
Yes, police, please.
It's happening just like Ma said. We're at 8, that's police already. And I haven't even showed the note or said about room. I'm doing it backwards. I meant to talk to the somebody just like they're human. I start to say, I've been kidnapped. But it only comes out whispery because old Nick's picked me up again. He's heading for the truck. He's running. I'm all shaking to pieces. I can't find to hit. He's going to...
I've got your plates, mister.
That's the man person screaming. Is he shouting at me?